Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is your boy, Pretty Tone, Lieutenant Player Play, every Sunday live, 2:30 p.m. We come through here and we talk about everyday life, you know what I mean? What's good to my folks in the chat room? I see you, CENJ. What up, family? Welcome to the show. Appreciate you being here, you know what I mean? As usual, I'm joined by the infamous K. Diddy Esquire and Lady Alon. Lady Joy will chime in. K. Diddy, what's good?
What's up? What's up? Big ups to all you mothers out there, even the ones that don't really deserve it, but big ups to you anyway, because it is Mother's Day.
Yeah, straight up, you know what I mean? He led right into it. I want to send a big shout-out to all the mothers out there, you know what I mean? We appreciate
y'all. Thank
you. You know what I mean? Ms. Georgia Shaw, what's happening, family?
Hey, I'm up here just being pampered and stuff.
Oh, wow.
What?
Right on. You deserve it. And today we're going to try
Thank
to
you.
Be extra nice. You know.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Miss Joy LaShawn.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm glad somebody recognized.
You know who you're messing with, Tony, because Joy going to have 5 Mother's Days.
Oh, yeah. It's not Mother's Day. It's Mother's Week.
Okay. Happy Mother's Week. Happy
Thank
Mother's
you,
Week
sweetheart.
To all those who got it like that. You know what I mean? This week we're talking about let bygones be bygones and let's keep it moving, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes a brother or a sister get tired of talking about all this yesteryear crap and what I did and what I did. There's only so many ways a brother or a sister can say they're sorry, man. And if you can't let that ish go, we just got to run over you or run past you or something. Because, you know, a brother personally goes, hey, keep talking about some yesteryear stuff that ain't benefiting me today. So we're talking about let bygones be bygones. Go ahead, Lady Joy.
I heard that. You know, if you've done something wrong, just apologize and keep it moving. You can only say you're sorry so many times, and after that, it's like, okay, well, look, if you can't accept my apology, screw you. I'm moving on with it.
Absolutely,
heard me?
Man. You know what I mean?
Because everybody makes right. Everybody makes mistakes, okay? And that's where you learn from. Your mistakes, and if you keep making the same one, well, you haven't learned a damn thing, okay? So you need to step aside, sit back, and listen and watch and learn from that and keep it moving.
Who the hell wants to keep talking about it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, January, February, March, April, May. You know what I mean? At some point, you just get sick of it, man.
Exactly. So it's like, grow the hell up and, you know, move on from that shit. You know, there's other things that's going on that need to be addressed.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that goes back to that same old stuff that we talk about in some of the other shows about people not keeping it real. You know, when you deal
right.
with an issue and you don't let it go, you are not keeping it real.
Exactly.
Homies and homies, you are not keeping it real. You're lying, you know what I'm saying?
Right, to yourself and everybody else.
Everybody else. You can't let
mm-hmm.
the shit go, say so, and keep it moving. But don't stay in there and hate the world, hate your partner, hate life, hate everything, make the dog, cat, fish miserable. Bounce.
Right. Ooh, we agree on something today.
I know, huh? But it's still early. Still early.
That's right.
Tony, did you fall off? You still?
You there?
Hello.
Okay.
But anyway, we're talking about them mamas and daddies that can't keep it moving, can't let things go. You know, even when they say they do. And that ain't cool.
Not at all.
And at some point, we got to be cool. And I know it's easier said than done, especially when there's hurt involved. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It really is. But then you go from feeling apologetic to angry. With a brother or a sister trying to make amends, and you keep going back to the hurt, that's telling me you don't want to grow. And you damn sure don't want me to grow. So what do you expect somebody to be doing? You know what I mean?
Verbally abused.
Ways?
They want you to be verbally abused. I said they want you to be verbally abused. They want your ass to sit there and let me just wreck your eardrum and don't say shit. And if you look at me crazy, I'm going to holler domestic violence.
And all my folks said, woo, the chat room is cracking. Sweet D and Jay and throwing of a set. What's happening? I see y'all in there chopping it up. Welcome to the show. What's good, family? You know what I mean? We grab for everybody in the chat room joining us online, those listening in. Welcome. Just listening for now. All right.
In.
No abuse. Sweet D Love says no abuse is number one. You're absolutely right. But at some point, it becomes reverse abuse, and you constantly, you know, abusing my eardrums at your BS. Especially when, in my case, I'm trying to be calm because maybe I've wronged you. You know, most people don't have balls enough to say they wronged somebody. When you wrong somebody and you're like, yeah, you know, I wronged you, and a brother, sorry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to push beyond this? But all you and then it becomes the reverse. If I'm being civil and you being disrespectful, now you abusing me, and who the hell gonna put up with that? Because you know, once you're trying to get your grown man or your grown woman on, it's always best to be civil. The only time we become uncivilized is when it's taken there.
That's what I'm talking about.
What my chat room folks got to say? Oh, no, you know what? Oh, they just up in the chat room chilling, just talking amongst themselves. What's good? I see y'all.
Tell them, don't be scared. We're not.
And tell them, don't be doing that.
Oh, wow. This person says, what do you do when you admit you was wrong? And,
and what?
And the nigga won't forgive you. He the love of my life, and he won't let it go.
Well, you got to let it go, boo. Okay, if they're not going to forgive you, that means they're stuck in the past. Okay? And like I said before, we all make mistakes, you know? And, you know, nobody's perfect in this world. And we all make mistakes. So it's like, you know, either forgive me and we move on, or don't forgive me and I'll move on. You heard me?
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
you
know,
you got, a person got to be willing to issue out the forgiveness in order for y'all to receive it. And if they ain't issuing it out, it's a messed up situation to be in. But what can you do?
God did not create,
you know what I mean,
any perfect people.
Exactly.
Didn't create any perfect people. We are going to make mistakes. We're going to do things, but the people aren't big enough to respect and accept the fact that you tried to right your wrong. There's nothing anybody can do about that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hold on. It was bad.
We got somebody
okay.
here?
How bad could it be? Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I know I'm a bit quiet, but I got things jumping off in the chat room that I'm trying
Hamlet.
Oh, wow. Well,
what?
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Who's wrong?
This person said, no wonder you can't get forgiveness. You can't tell his mama what he said about her and his sister what he said about her. How he going to let that go?
Well, you know, it depends on the situation. You know, there's different situations. If somebody says something about your mama or your sister and you're close with them, you know, it's going to be an issue.
No. That ain't what she's saying, Joy. She's saying he, in pillow talk and confidence, revealed certain situations to her about his mom and sister, and then she, in turn, revealed it to them.
Back to the mama and the sister?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's just wrong right there.
Thank you.
There are some things that you have to keep to yourself, you know, because situations like that, that will definitely cause some issues with family members between the person that told their significant other, and they went back and told, oh, no, uh-uh. You keep that to yourself because you're going to create all kind of family problems unless that's what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Now she said the mama and the sister mad at her, too.
Oh, well, damn, hell, yeah. Look at what you did. You know, you don't do that. You know, that might be your husband, your significant other, but still.
Hey,
you know,
hey, Tony.
They were together before you got with that person.
Tony.
Okay, so you don't.
Yeah. Tony, as whomever that is, when she doing her pillow talk, do she tell him about her mama,
her family
sister,
and stuff,
her dad,
right?
Her brother.
I'm sure she can hear you. You hear that, Kristen? If somebody revealed your pillow talk, would you be mad about it too? And of course he's gonna be mad if his sister
yeah.
kicked him out.
Well, dang. Okay. It works both ways, sister. Okay, I mean, like, this is something
now.
That you just keep to yourself. You know what I mean? There's just some things that you just keep to yourself. And, you know, regardless of who you might be with, you know what I'm saying? They had their family before they got with you. You know what I'm saying?
She said she did have pillow talk with him, but he never revealed nothing.
Oh, well, damn. Why'd she want to just go outside like that and just do that? No.
I don't know. I'm going to let that one. Nah.
You know, that's not something that you do. I mean, you might want to feel that you're closer to your significant other. That's all fine and good, but, you know, there's just some things that you just don't overstep like that, you know, because, they were with their family, you know, they had their family members before they got with you, and it might be some things that they want to discuss, but that's something that you keep between the two of y'all. You don't go back to the family members.
I think
members
this
and say,
question
well,
is for
this.
You, Joy.
Huh?
Go ahead, K. Diddy. Go ahead, K. Diddy.
So what was her purpose of revealing destroying his confidence in her by telling his family anything in the first place? What was she trying to do, get close to them?
Well, you know, exactly, you know, because there's some people feel like, oh, maybe I can get closer to his family members if I tell them this. No, you don't do that. That's only going to make you look like the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? That's only
going to
make you look.
I'm not going to reveal your name because you got me in private chat. Did you hear the question? You know what I mean? Were you trying to get closer to his family by thinking? Oh, she says, I have to admit, I'm childish.
Oh, well,
but
duh.
I'm sorry now and I want another chance. And are y'all saying he should not forgive me? That's a
well, it depends
right
on
here,
him.
Mom.
It depends on, you know, if he's. You know, he's got his own feelings about that. If he's not feeling you because of what you did, well, you lost out, you know, trying to get closer to his family. No, baby, he had his family before he got with you. And then, you know, he might have got pissed off at the time. You know, somebody might have did something to him and from his family that upset him, and he wanted to discuss it with you. That should stay between you and him. You don't go back and do that because that's going to definitely make you look like the bad guy.
Okay.
Which it has.
And if you really want to fix it, fuck up them lips.
Duh.
A lot.
Okay.
759, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show. Did you want to say something?
Hello. Don't be scared.
Okay, I guess they just wanted to listen. That's all right. I just saw your hands come up. You know what I mean? Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have
Hello.
You. We're talking about bygones.
Okay, you there?
Bygones. Hello?
Now.
I heard. Okay.
Okay, we're not doing
the
Verizon commercial. Hi, how are you? This is Chandra.
Hey, what's up, Ma?
You, Ma? Happy Mother's Day to you.
Back at you.
Hey. So, what do we have? There you go. That's right. Happy Daddy's Mama Day, too, because there's a lot
That's
of
right.
that out there.
To all the daddy's mamas, yeah.
Well, I just want to call and give you guys my love and support. Got a chance to listen to you guys a little bit. You have a good topic going, Let It Go. You know, and women do have a problem with letting things go because brothers will go on about their business and we still be holding on to junk.
Mm-hmm.
They done moved on 3 or 4, 5 times. So I want to ask Lamont, why do we do that?
Because you know he's going to have something to say.
Y'all crazy as hell. No, on the real tip.
We crazy
on the real.
Up here.
Okay,
see,
I'm finna fix
see,
that.
Fix it quick, bro.
All right.
All right.
Y'all always I'm trying to do amazing. You know, y'all sugar and spice and everything nice. You know what I'm saying? So automatically, we all know that women come from an emotional base. So, you know, you guys dwell on a little things a little harder and take a little things more to heart, you know. Guys, we tend to be a little bit more callous, a little bit more unfeeling, caring. And even when we really do care, we tend to fake it like we don't care. But, you know, women will hold on to that stuff, hold on to that stuff, hold on to that stuff. And they carry from relationship to relationship. That's why two or three relationships down the road, the new guy, he's getting punished for some shit he didn't even do.
Well, not necessarily. So you can't put all women in the same box, dude. You know, we have this conversation all the time. And I keep telling you, you cannot generalize every woman that's doing that like you're doing right now.
Not only both of you guys use the same game, and it's old and dead. So when y'all come to us with it, we already know what y'all going to do. So that's what the issue is.
Thank you.
Well, that's quite true in some instances, but like you know if you listen to my early shows, we already know that the females are the master gamers anyway. The real guys know that. So they ain't going to even come to you with that because they know that y'all do it all the time and never get caught. So the real guys know where all that comes from.
Guys get busted.
You know what I mean? So now the other ones that come like that, they're not knowing anyway. And, you know, we all know that people wake up at different times in their life. It has nothing to do with age.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
That's true. I agree with you on that one.
Oh, man,
okay,
we got a good one going
here. She was getting jumped on for a minute. See, y'all be having joy by herself. She got some girl power with her today.
Lord, have mercy.
My girls are with me as Mother's Day, and we're going to whip all up in your ass first. What?
Just because y'all got a day, let me tell you right now from K. Diddyville. We are not scared of y'all either.
We ain't scared of your monkey ass either. What?
We got y'all. We got you, boo.
Yeah.
Right.
But what's the problem? Where are people at in the chat room and the tweeters? That's who I want to hear.
They got it jumping in the chat room. They got it jumping in the chat room. This one young lady said because of her temper, she said some things that she shouldn't have said to her significant other. Now, he talking about he don't want her back. She called him a dirty, no-good black fool. And she said, yeah, I did it, but I was mad and I didn't mean it. Why he won't take me back?
Well, especially girlfriend. A lot of times, you know. Right. And a lot of times, you know, like it was said earlier, women are, we are emotional beings, okay? And, you know, we're the nurturers of life. And we get our feelings hurt when we put our feelings out there and it's not reciprocated, okay? And, yes, some of us have a tendency to, you know, want to whoop off in somebody's ass and stuff because you ain't right and stuff. But a lot of times, you know, I love my sisters, but a lot of times we need to kind of hold back, you know.
Joy, let me get it to partner from the male perspective. You know,
right.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can never hurt you. If you're so fragile to let a few little words from your girl bruise your ego, my question is why? Are you that no good guy she called you, and that's why it went so deep? And you can't see the fact that that was just some shit that said that he's an argument? Like, have you not said some things yourself? So if you can't get past that, partner, she might have been right.
The problem is men are not as forgiving as women. So men can say whatever to us, but as soon as we as the women lash out at the men, they don't forgive easy. That's just like
exactly.
Cheating.
They don't
a
forgive
woman is quick to forgive her man if he cheats. They too quick, but she will eventually forgive him for cheating, where on the turn and flip around,
all you guys do is put some more dollars on your credit card. Y'all don't forgive nothing.
You are tripping as always,
dude.
You just put more credit
on your credit card.
Oh,
so whenever that day you want to use that credit card, you go use it.
You know what? You know what, Kay Diddy?
That's why you keep coming back with the same old argument.
Who is that singer? Chantrell Blue or something like that? Was talking about, okay, she gonna charge it since he went out and cheated on her. Now it's charge it, spend it, give me your money to your bank account. You know the song I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's part of y'all paying for cheating on us.
All you did is just confirm my point. That's all you did.
What's that?
She just confirmed what I just said. All I did is just put some more money on y'all's credit card.
Okay, and do what you're supposed to do, and it won't happen like
that. But don't say you forgave and you forgot because you really didn't.
We don't forgive, but
you know what, though? K. Diddy, you're generalizing. You're lumping all women together. Yeah, there's some out there that has revengeful spirits and stuff, you know, depending on the situation that they were in. But you can't generalize everyone, every woman like that, just like we can't generalize every man being an asshole. Okay? There's some very good men out there. And there's some very good men out there. Just like there's some very good women, okay? And all of us have been through a relationship where we got jacked up, you know, screwed over and all of that, okay? And there are some of us, men and women, I want to make that apparent, you know, where we've carried it over into another relationship, you know, where that other person could be a rebound, and that's not fair to that person. Either, you know,
well,
what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that, Joy, that men and women, because we can't
because they're
that.
Always blaming the women for being the wrong,
no,
you know, being a bad guy and stuff.
We can do some jacked up stuff because we do know how to push that button and make that brother really go off. If women study their men, they know what button will take him to the moon. And get him to act totally unseemingly and then leave him hurt. I've seen some of my friend girls do it. So I agree with you when you say, you know, we hurt men too, because we do. Sometimes, y'all, we do get done.
Yeah.
In the chat room, I Am Legacy says it's not what you say, it's the energy you place in your words. And Jane, the chat room, says I will never forget a man for cheating, nor will I forgive him. And I Am Legacy says, who pays when a woman cheats? Wow.
What was that last one, Tony?
Who pays when the woman cheats?
Well, the woman pays, okay, because the man is going to always remind her. The man is going to, you did this.
Why we ain't got no credit cards?
They do. And when a woman cheats, everybody's paid.
What about it?
Somebody must be outside because I'm hearing the wind blowing and all of that.
Yeah, somebody definitely outside.
Can you hear me now?
Hold on.
That was me.
Okay, we got it now. Is it, who's there? You there? Okay, hold on. Dre, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm here.
Oh, all right. Yes,
where my partner Joe at? I can't believe he's not online.
Ladies, a moment ago, y'all just jumped all over us talking about the shopping, and y'all still ain't answered the question. What's a brother supposed to do when y'all cheat?
Well, it works both ways, baby, like we said.
We do. Forgive. You have to forgive.
Yeah. You know, we have a forgiving spirit, and a lot of times men don't have that. They just want to hold on to it, maybe for an excuse for them to do the same thing. Oh, yeah, okay, you did that. I'm going to do that now. Because he probably wanted to do it in the first place.
Y'all do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what I just said, and they jumped all over me. But the bottom line to all that is, if people kept it real, if you can't handle a situation, if you know in your heart that you cannot get past it, your choice is one or two. Either you're going to stay there and make yourself miserable and make your partner miserable, or you're going to remove yourself from the situation. You know, but either way, you know, you got to get past it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, everybody is different. You know, there's some people that can get past it and want to move on and say, well, you know, let's make this better or let's try to make this work. And then there's other ones that say, like, screw it. You know, you did this to me. You know, I'm going to be in this relationship. I'm going to make your monkey ass miserable because you made me miserable. Okay, either move on and, you know, either get with that person and get counseling and make it better, or move the fuck on, okay?
Right.
Because, you know, and if there's kids, if there's kids involved, that is really wrong because the kids got to suffer because that person is making that other person miserable because of what they did. Okay, yeah, I fucked up, okay? So forgive me or not. You know, you're either going to forgive me and we make this work and move on, or you're not, and I'm going to still move on.
But isn't that kind of cocky and you're the one that's wrong?
No. How could that be cocky if you're sincere with your apology? You know what I'm saying? To me, it goes back to, you know, how right your righteousness is. You know, if you do some shit and you're sincere with your apology and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you're not going to do that again and you're just trying to make it right and you've done everything you do, you can only apologize so many times.
That's
you're going
true.
To say you're sorry so many times. And
that's
so true, other person
after
will
a while, you're
going to
be like, look,
that.
I don't apologize now.
You
either you
know,
accept my apology or screw you and I'm out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't think you should be humble to give that person a chance to get past the hurt. You got to give them a chance to get past the hurt and heal a little
bit. Yeah, but what time frame is that? You might find yourself in some abusive shit for the next 20
years.
Well,
you know, it depends
now,
on the person,
the question,
Katie.
Because you don't know the time frame.
Yeah, it
that's
depends
yeah,
on the
that's,
person.
That's
because they might be right. They might be harboring
that
for a long
that's
time.
That's what abuse but, right, that's where the abuse come in. You find yourself in a situation where you're sincerely trying to make shit better, and you get stepped on, kicked on, lied to, poisoned for the next 20 years for some shit.
Well,
that you've been
and, you know,
to
if you
make amends
if
for.
You if you decide to carry it on that long, and you know what you're going through, that's on you. Okay, if you decide, well, I'm not gonna put up with this bullshit anymore, and move the fuck on. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to stay in that relationship, especially if you know what's going on, you know, and you know you're being abused, you know. It's like, okay, I'm being abused. Okay, well, so why keep your ass in that same relationship? Move on and do something else. You know it's not working.
Because we got kids.
Okay, and? But a lot of times, that's even wrong, too. That's wrong because the kids are going to suffer because they know that the mom and daddy is not getting along. They see that shit. They're not blind.
I have
you
enjoyed talking to
you. You're going to love this one. You ready?
What?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The bathroom Throne of a Set says, what women got between their legs are worth a platinum card, but brothers' dicks come a dime a dozen. She said, good coochie is worth gold. They going off in the chat room.
Oh, you know what? Well, yeah, you're right about that, you know, because we do that. Okay, we got it like that. So, and what's your point?
Here
what's your point?
We go. What's a good point?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no,
it's gold. It's golden.
Satisfied.
Okay, we're living our life like it's golden, which it is, because we got it like that. Okay. Yeah, I said it. What?
Oh, y'all is killing me. Y'all are killing me. Not in the chat room. Hold on. Whoever this is, I Am Legacy says that only a man that's not focused let good coochie control him because you got to stay focused. Another, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've enjoyed talking
to
you
about
guys.
A good man? Hell yeah, I want to talk about a good man. A good man is worth his weight in gold around here. You know what I mean? Brothers don't get enough respect as far as I'm concerned because everything is about compromises. You hear how y'all women just got to laughing, talking about, you know what I mean, what y'all got is golden and platinum. What about a brother? A brother ain't worth nothing? Is that what
brother
really
is worth
saying?
A lot, baby. Yeah, a brother is worth a lot, you know. It depends on how he carries himself. Same way with a sister. A sister is worth a lot. It depends on how she carries herself. We got jacked up people on both sides, men and women, okay? And that's why I'm in this chat room to make it equal, okay? Because you guys would be like, oh, it's always the woman's fault. Hell no. It's both of our faults. Okay?
You got me. Oh, Sweet D-Lo says, be good for women and you will be praised. I don't know, Sweet. I don't know about that. Be good to a woman and you will be praised. Sometimes a brother still don't get enough respect and credit for being a good brother. And Jay says a good man is very hard to find, but when you do find him, you do everything to keep that rare treasure. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now y'all getting on my page acting like, you know, it's just all about the coochie. Brothers got to hold their own in this too now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True.
Y'all talking all this sister stuff in the chat room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm not in the chat room, so I'm not seeing what's really going on up and through there.
Nah, you just agree talking about you living life like it's golden, like a brother.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, but understand where I'm coming from with that, Tony. We are the nurturers, we are the child bearers and stuff like that, okay? And, yeah, there are some of us that abuse that. But you can't say all of them like y'all always do. You're always putting us in a box and saying, oh, y'all women are like that. No, we are not all like that. Yeah, there are some abusers out there, female, just like there's some abusers out there that are male, okay, and take advantage of each other. I'm just trying to keep it real and keeping it even. What?
And Jay in the chat room says she's been with her husband in 7 years. I have never cheated. Okay, we'll let you roll with that for now. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Give it a few years.
I am a good woman. All right, listen to me. It comes back to what my dear esteemed colleague Kate Diddy always says about none of us around this camp being perfect. But you know what I mean? Today we talking about letting bygones be bygones. Ain't nobody holier than thou or more righteous than thou.
Exactly.
If you can't get beyond something, you got to keep it moving. You can't keep going back to it, going back to it, going back to it, because the next person is going to get seriously tired of hearing that. Who the hell wants the chance to listen to that same crap over and over again? Then you're going to make me dislike your ass, and I didn't really want to get to that point. I really didn't.
Ooh.
Oh, they tripping.
Somebody
in the chat room says that woman sounds angry because her thing might not be working the way it's supposed to.
What you mean her thing?
I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. I'm going to really leave that alone. But look, don't y'all go nowhere, stick and stay. Oh, this one is good. Let bygones be bygones. Keep it moving. Quick little musical break. On the flip side, Charlie Sean be back, and she ain't scared of y'all.
Hey,
none of
y'all. Keys, homeboy, don't move my car, man. I'm right in the front.
You did.
Don't move my shoe, man. Ho, baby, what's your name?
Go, girl. It's your birthday. Over my, your Thursday. Mama, I got a table waiting. What you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo, we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a congo. If we in the club for now, might as well get another round. No, this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go. Instead of man be on that bullshit pimping. Well, I retire from the bull like Pippin. Tryna get you home or would you be my Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple Leaf dash got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffing on a joint, though. Girl, that's only if you want, though.
Ready.
Since we in the club for now. Might as well get another round. Know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go.
Birthday,
over my, know your Thursday,
Thursday,
I, Thursday, I,
vodka. All I prescribe is cranberry and vodka. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off. Block out, block out. The hitting in your system. You start drunk texting and suddenly you miss them or even want to diss them. Then you call your girl like, what the hell you gave me? She like, don't blame me. You better do like Jamie. And blame it on the liquor. He works every time. Patron, you my know it's somebody's birthday. Well, where you? Well, yeah. And I know you're Thursday, but don't know where your glass at.
Birthday, birthday, birthday.
Welcome back to the show, Can a Player Play Live, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every Sunday we come through here and we represent. We ghetto, but we prolific. We come through here and talk about real life issues, you know what I mean? All my folks in the chat room that got to jump in right now, you know what I mean? We're glad to have you. But we talking about letting bygones be bygones and keep it moving. Can't keep dragging yesterday into today and expect tomorrow to be okay. You understand what I'm saying? But the next person gets tired of hearing that. Especially, you know, even if you've done wrong, sometimes even when you haven't done wrong, you just get tired of hearing it. Man, y'all are up in this chat room tripping. Wow. One person here says she's been mad at her man for 5 months and ain't gave him none. And folks in the chat room says basically somebody giving it to him then. And she's saying sex ain't everything, and everybody's saying that it's a part of it. And if he doesn't have it before, he needs his release. Because, you know, when you're courting something and you ain't never had it, you don't mind the wait. But when you've had it and then for 5 months you can't get it, especially when you the one made me mad at you, then you're trying to play games. That's holding the coochie hostage. They up in there. You have, one person said, you have issues. Work it out. Don't withhold sex as a punishment. Y'all up in there tripping. But, yeah, we talking about letting bygones be bygones, y'all. You know what I mean? Time is short on this planet, and we got to work through things. It's either we let it go or we don't. Each one of us have a choice to make in this life. You figure out what's best for you. I figure out what's best for me. And if in between we can come to a compromise and understanding, that's a beautiful thing. That's sometimes the hardest thing to do because there are, you know, situations outside.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if we've been going back and forth, at one point there was some love and some communication. But, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah, you know what I mean, for a month, for 2-3 months, for a year, for 20 years, where do you draw the line on letting bygones? Because like, you know, our call, I think, of Chandra said earlier, you got to give somebody time to heal, to deal with stuff. But who knows how long.
Tony, it's like I said, everybody is different. You know, there's some people that hold grudges for years, okay? And they really need to just get over themselves, but they can't. You know what I'm saying? And if you're in a relationship with a person that, you know, you've been in there for a minute, and, yeah, you screwed up. You know, we all screw up. We all do stupid shit, you know. If you can't get past that, you got to move on. Because you're only going to make yourself and the person that you're with miserable. And it's going to come to a point where the other person that you're making miserable isn't going to be like, oh, I'm tired of this shit. I'm out. Okay? So it's up to that individual to either forgive that person, you know, what they did or not, you know, and, you know, move on. Move on with your life. Okay, there's other things out there that's for you. You know, okay, you got with somebody that messed over you and stuff. Okay, give it a rest, baby. Okay, if you can't feel in your heart that you really want to forgive that person. And a lot of times, you know, you can forgive somebody, but you don't forget, okay, especially when you've been hurt. Okay, but it's like, are you really going to be able to deal with this person knowing what they did in the past?
There you go.
Okay, and
right,
exactly. And, you know, are you really going to be able to deal with this person? Because you know what they did. They hurt you immensely. Okay, you know, you can either work with this person, and the other person, you know, the other one might be like, I am truly sorry. But it's like when you've been cheated on or when you've been messed over, it's like, okay, that thought is going to be in your mind. Yeah, I want to work it out, you know, but that's something that you won't forget because that's a person's heart. And people get killed over less than that. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, can I really forgive this person or should I move on? You know, I want to make it work, but that's something that you're just not going to forget because your heart is involved. And like I said, we women are emotional people. And, yeah, we want to make it work because we love this person, but we're not going to forget. Okay? And
that's where the issue is going to stem from.
Right. And men, you know, they come from a different planet. And it's like, okay, well, she messed over me, so okay. I'm willing to forget. But women are much more emotional. Okay, so... And it depends on the individual. You know, you can be like, okay, like, you screwed me over. I still love you, and I want to make this work, whether you have kids or not. It's not, you know, a lot of it doesn't always have to do with kids because there's relationships that people have been screwed over that don't even have kids. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on the individual. And but there's some harboring thoughts in there, be it male or female. You know, once their heart has been broken, you know, but they
absolutely
still love that person. They want to hang on to that person. And I'm like, well, you know, quit bringing it up to me. Okay. And because trust is lost. You know what I'm saying? Trust is lost when you find out that your significant other was not true to you.
Sweet D,
okay?
I see you.
But
love
you
says,
still... But you still want
to
make it work.
You,
you know, cause, huh?
I think this is for you. Sweet D Love says a lot of times we have to throw things into the sea of forgetfulness and get on with life.
Right.
He says
exactly.
You'll never have a joyful life if you keep having issues.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, so I'm like this, you know, you can either forgive that person for their indiscretions like Tiger Woods or... You know, it's like, keep it moving. You know, oh, you cheated on me once, you know, I'm that's going to be in my mind, and I don't know if the trust is still there. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it depends on the individual and how they feel about their relationship and what they've gone through in that relationship. You know?
And
so everybody's
also
different.
The thing about trust is, trust is something earned. Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah, it's something that's earned.
Amen.
Yeah,
trust
you know,
is something earned.
You can't just get that.
As we're working through this, the comments are coming fast and rapid in the chat room. They done started an argument about themselves because somebody in the chat room got offended at the word nigga, and he refers to himself as a king. Nobody... So we might want. So he's saying that's a very touchy word because he's a king, and if you're with a nigga, that's why you have problems. But love, sweetly love says love is love. That does not mean they don't love you, Joy. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got to work. Listen to me, man. Everything in this life takes work.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Sometimes things go to the south. Sometimes things go to the north. You have to figure out if that relationship is worth repair.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You got
there,
it depends on the person to figure out, well, do I want to keep in this relationship even though I've been hurt? My trust has I got trust issues now. You know, can we work this out? Or whatever, you know, it depends on the person. There are some people that harbor ill feelings because they've been messed over. You know, there's
that's
other people that
because they're not keeping it real with they self. They're not
that's
even
true.
Keeping it real with they self. That's why
you
they
either
is.
Figure out, you know, can I deal with this person, you know, because I've been messed over, or should I move on? Okay? And, yeah, there are people out there that's been messed over and said, oh, you messed over me. I'm going to make your monkey ass miserable. Okay? And that's not cool either because even if there's kids involved or there's not children involved, you're still not good for the psyche for either one of them. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't deal with it, move the fuck on. Okay, let the person go.
I swear I don't know how this conversation in the chat room, they are in there tripping about the word nigger. Now, somebody just...
Oh, well, yeah.
That
you know, because, you know, we've been called that for so many years. And sometimes, you know, we feel that we can do that with each other, but we don't want nobody else outside our race doing that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, even inside our race, we shouldn't do that because that's been such a derogatory word for so many years for us. We shouldn't, you know, okay, that's my nigga, okay? You know, it depends on how you feel about it, okay? It's like the word bitch, okay? She's my bitch, okay? Girlfriends call each other bitch. Me, personally, no, I don't call my girlfriends a bitch. I don't, you know, because to me, that's like, no, that's my girl, that's my friend, or whatever. I don't call my girlfriends bitches. Just like I don't say, that's my nigga. You know, it's derogatory to me personally. There's others out there that might feel differently, you know, but, you know, that's been such a derogatory word for blacks in for so many years. And I'm just not with that. Everybody got their own,
yes.
You know.
Today's show is wonderful. Y'all going back and forth. Anyway, they done switched it again because I'm getting a lesson on the word. But one of the things that they are saying in the chat room is that somebody's saying the positive in the relationship is you have to learn how to communicate. And they're saying that if it hurts to say someone's name, you can't be with them. You got to let it go. If just mentioning the person's name bothers you, you got to keep it moving. And things happen.
Can you say
you can't
stalker?
Get over the hurt. I mean, there you go. Sweet New Love says things happen, and if you can't get over the hurt, then move on. Take the lesson learned.
Exactly.
And move on.
But like I said, can you say stalker?
Absolutely. You know, so that's what you got to do, man. We get lumps and bruises in this life. We really do.
Yep.
And you have to figure out when, what, and where, how you're going to deal with things, because that's how you get overwhelmed. Information overload, hurt overload, emotional overload, and it just all gets to processing too fast, and it's like your mind is out of control. It's sort of like that 17 or 18-year-old child whose puppy love has broken up for the first time, and they lay and crying. They can't eat and sleep because they think the world is coming to an end. But the sun will rise tomorrow again, and you still have to get up with this thing called life. So if you cannot live without somebody, you have to find a way to navigate around, through, or downright just crush the hurt. But if the act or the action is such that you just can't let it go, because one thing about love, when somebody forgives you, love washes over that, and they're like, okay, we're going to keep it pressing. But if this hurt cannot go away, if this thing cannot go away, if this action cannot go away, and you can't get beyond it, you cannot have a reminder of it in your face all the time. Because that means that's sort of like cutting yourself and ripping off the stitches every day.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Get a can of sardines and vine of sardines.
Oh, here you go with the damn sardines.
TKO. Just another love TKO.
Whatever, dude.
just another.
And y'all really got to stop calling each other bitches, niggas, and hoes up in the chat room. Because, I mean, it is cracking up in there right now. People saying, I'm getting a lesson on the word nigga, that it comes from the word nigga, which is an East Indian term for some black folks who was from Africa, but they look Indian or something. Wow. Let's talk about ways to heal relationships now. Stop all the other stuff. I agree. How do you heal something? If you're ripping off the stitches out of the wound every day, it's going to turn into an infection. And you see, I have to put it in this kind of symbolism for it to register in your mind. If you got a cut and each day you rip the Band-Aid off and you cut the stitches open, that cut becomes an infection. Then you have a whole different game going.
It can't heal.
It can't heal. Time is the best healer of all wounds. And if I say it again, maybe you didn't get it when I said it before. If this hurt is such that you have a constant reminder in front of you every day, you're going to have to remove the reminder so that you can work through the healing process. You can work through the anger. If you had a good relationship and it's something worth holding on to, you have to work at it. But if it was so-so from the beginning, that's why it went east, west, north, or south, or wherever that it went. It is not easy. None of the things that we're talking about is easy, and that's what all of us want. Everybody's looking for the silver lining in the cloud. Everybody's looking for the easy fix. Everybody, but sometimes there is no easy fix, and you have to stand in the fire so that you can feel that pain and understand, okay, I must work through this pain now because my very life and my existence depends on it. And that's not an exaggeration, because if it's hurting you that much and you let depression set in or whatever it is, it's going to take time. The first part of that is admitting when you're wrong. Like homegirl who hit me in the chat room, I processed that thought and you were definitely wrong when you went and told dude's mama and sister what he said in pillow talk. But
That was definitely wrong. You don't do that.
Because you were a little bit angry. But what I respect about what you're saying now is that you're like, you know what, I was a little bit immature. You understand?
Well, at least you recognize it. You know, the thing about it, at least you recognize her mistake. That's not something that you do, boo. Okay, if you're trying to ingratiate yourself into your significant other's family, that is not something that you do, because they were together before he got with you. Okay, and like I said earlier, they might have did something to piss him off, and he's, you know, talking to you because you his boo, and he's venting. Okay, but that's not something that you go back and tell his family that he said, you know, because he'll get over that, and you'll be the one that's looking like the bad guy. Okay, so he'll ostracize you, and so will the family. Okay, you'll be just kicked to the curb because you thought, well, if I tell them this, they'll love me because they know, it doesn't work that way. He's telling you something in confidence, okay? You sleep with this man. You know this man. You love this man, okay? Keep what goes on between you and him, between you and him. Don't think because, I can tell them this, they'll love me more. No, they won't. And neither would he. It just makes you look like the bad guy. And I'm glad you recognize that you know you screwed up. I don't know, you know, if he's going to be able to forgive you for that or he wants to move on. But that's his family right there. Okay?
And see, that one of the things that we're saying right now is, you got to take into account the things that you do and I do and we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And enough of my brothers and sisters don't think. Out of anger, we do impulsive things. Out of anger,
right,
we do things. And then when, you know, you're like, well, wow, now that the anger is gone, man, I need to know. You got to think that mm-hmm. before you make the action, before
right,
you make
right.
that call. Enough of us don't put a mindset where we know to walk away for a moment, go around the corner, go visit mama, take a break, look things over, see how we're going to navigate through and around what's
mm-hmm.
going on. Because negativity is a part of life.
Hmm.
You feel me?
Yep.
But on that note, please stick and stay. We have a great show going today. And y'all in the chat room are a trip. That's all I'm going to say about
that. Hey, yo, I don't even know you and I hate you. All I know is that my girlfriend used to date you. How would you feel if she held you down and raped you? Tried and tried, but she never could escape you. She was in love, and I'd ask you how. I mean, why? What kind of love from a nigga would black your eye? What kind of love from a nigga every night makes you cry? What kind of love from a nigga make you wish he would die? I mean, shit, he bought you things and gave you diamond rings, but some things wasn't worth none of the pain that he brings. And you say, what made you fall for him? That nigga had the power to make you crawl for him. I thought you was a doctor, be on call for him. Smack you down, cause he said you were too tall for him, huh? That wasn't love, baby girl, you was dreaming. I could've killed you when you said that he was growing from his
love
semen.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not.
I don't even know you when I kill you myself. You played with her like a doll and put her back on the shelf. Wouldn't let her go to school and better herself. She had a baby by your ass and you ain't give her no help, uh-huh. Big time hustler, snake motherfucker. One's born every day and every day she was your sucker. How could you beat the mother of your kid? How could you tell her that you love her? Don't give a fuck if she lives. She told me she would leave you. I admit it, she did. But came back, made up a lie about you missing your kids. Sweet kisses. Baby, ain't even know she was your mistress. Had to deal with this fight and phone calls from your bitches. Lost like you possessed her, telling me to mind my business. Said it was her life and stay the fuck out of it. I tried and said, just for him, I keep it ready, clip.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find.
Love is blind,
and it'll take over your mind. What you think is love is surely not. You need to elevate and find.
I don't even know you and I want you dead. Don't know the facts, but I saw the blood pour from her head. See, I lay down beside her in the hospital bed, and about 2 hours later, doctor said she was dead. Had the nerve to show up at her mother's house the next day to come and pay your respect and help the family pray. Even knelt down on one knee and let a tear drop. And before you had a chance to get up, you heard my gun cop praying to me now. I ain't God, but I pretend. I ain't starting like a nigga, I'ma bring it to an end. And I did, clear shots and no regrets. Never cops coming like me under the jail. Nigga, whatever, my bitch, fuck that, my sister. You can never figure out, even if I let you live, what our love was all about. I consider her my blood and it ain't come no thicker.
Love is blind, and it'll take over your mind.
Welcome back to the show. Donovan said, I see you in the chat room. And yes, you are right. Black men need real love too and emotions, but sometimes the environment that we are from hardens us. You know what I mean? And you are right that brothers wanted women to be a little softer because the environment that y'all are from hardens y'all too. That is so true. You know what I'm saying? But we all got work to do on both sides of the fence because we are a little bit defensive at times, and we all are a little bit quick to do this and do that at times. But hold on, we got somebody here trying to join us.
Okay.
111, what's good?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, geez.
We're doing all right.
There goes the neighborhood.
Well, the neighborhood. Get used to it.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, Joy. Hey, K. Diddy. Hey, Tony. What's up?
What's up, Joe?
What's going on, brother?
Same old thing. Same old thing.
Same old thing.
I know you got an opinion. Today we're talking about, you know what I mean, letting bygones be bygones, man, and stop rehashing stuff. I'm kicking your butt. You kicking mine. How do we move around that? And if you can't, what do you do?
Oh, okay. First off, you're right. Bygones should be bygones, but it's very hard for people to actually to move along. So I was talking with some people, and I was saying, like, with arguments, I don't like arguments. I don't like raising of voices. I say, like, four times if you have an argument with somebody that you really care about, and you can't resolve the argumentation type of mode that you're in. Some people like to walk out. Some people like to continually raise voices. Some people like to put on a passive aggressive type of face and don't argue at all, but then blame the other person. You talk about it, but if you can't resolve it, if you can't reach a compromise, which isn't compromising your principles, in about like four arguments, you got to go.
That's what I'm saying. And you know, Joe, you and I don't usually agree on stuff, but I feel that too because, you know, you keep harboring the resentment. It's gonna eventually turn into hate for the other person.
Yep.
And that's not good for anyone. You know, let it go or move on. You know, and I feel you on that one. And we don't always agree because I can't stand your ass, but I agree with you today.
Well, then I have to retract my opinion and give a different one then, if you're agreeing.
Well, see there, I'm trying to agree with your ass, and then you start tripping.
Well, of course. I mean, what would the show be like if you and I agreed all the time?
Whatever. Okay, it's Mother's Day. I'm not trying to argue with your ass. I'm trying to agree with you. Okay, because we're seeing the same thing on what?
No, you're right, because actually, you know, you can't argue and argue and argue and argue. I mean, it takes its toll on the human spirit.
Like me and you do, okay?
Nah, you and I fool around. That's nothing. So, I mean, if you and I actually got into arguments, that's what we would do. We'd have to say, oh, hold on a second, hold on. Let's see what we can do about this. And then we'd agree on something. That's all.
And call it a day. I mean, like, you know, if you're harboring resentment, that's not good for either one of the people that's involved, you know. And just going to make each other miserable. And it could turn into something detrimental eventually. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
So either deal with it or not deal with it and move on.
Yep. I'm with you.
Hey, Diddy, you sure done got quiet over there, brother.
Yeah, what's up with you, bruh? You there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, say something.
I'm going to break. And Jay in the chat room says, at some point, your life will flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. I like that. Hey, Diddy.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I've been here all the time. I've been here all the time, but, you know, I've been saying all along, man, people, if they keep it real, they know what they can deal with. If they can't deal with whatever's happening, then that's going to guide their path. They need to make their decisions accordingly. But if
exactly.
they don't do that, you know, they creating some abusive attitude, one way or the other. Shit ain't going to be cool. Going back to my initial point. Keep it real, keep it moving. If you know that you can't forgive and can't move past that shit, well, what are you there for?
Mm-hmm. Dang.
You know, what are you there for? There's a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, either it's going to be a good one or a bad one, either way. But there's a reason. If you can't get past it, keep it moving.
Right.
If you can, try to work it out. But be serious about it. Don't be sitting up blowing smoke up nobody's butt.
Mm-hmm. Like the two major foundations for every relationship has to be respect and trust. If you're in a
you're
continually arguing, you're really chipping away at the trust, and a person has to try to rebuild it so that the other partner can see, well, he or she is really trying to maintain this relationship and trying to build it up again. And when two people start trusting each other the way that they used to, then it's very, very good. But if you can't, then you got to move on, and it's a shame. I think that's where selfishness comes in, where a person doesn't want to change. And I think we're not perfect. We should change ourselves to accommodate other people as long as it doesn't compromise our principles.
Ooh, profound, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have your moments?
Oh, yeah.
Got your moments?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the operative word, principles.
Mm-hmm.
And trust. Because you got to be able to trust each other.
Everybody, and that's something that is lost right now. As a lot of people, we don't apply enough thought process to our lives to find out what principles work for us. Because what works for me might not work for you, and what works for you might not work for me. It is always the middle ground is where we find our union.
Mm-hmm.
And if the little middle ground has been collapsed, if the middle ground is non-existent, it will eventually crumble, because sometimes the sexual nature of a relationship keeps it moving along, but that only lasts for so much.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
You got to have more to it than that.
Yep.
Wow, I can't believe we're actually agreeing on something today.
It is a temporary
And happy Mother's
phenomenon.
Day to you, Joe.
And happy Mother's Day to you too, Joy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's just too much damn love in this room right now.
I know. It's I can't stand it.
Room perks, sending hearts back and forth and smiley faces and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't hate. Don't hate, Tony. It don't look good on you, boo. Okay.
I like it. Hating does not look good on you.
Hating don't look good on you, boo. So don't hate.
That's right, Jay, baby.
Congratulate or participate. What? Okay.
And Jane, the chat room says our attitudes towards life determines life's attitudes towards us.
That's right.
And one of us said it's supposed to be all about love. So be glad. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're trying to keep a positive energy focus, and that is why even the topic of the show is talking about letting bygones be bygones.
Mm-hmm.
If you let the love flow, so first of all, as we always say on this show, self-love is the first love that you got to let flow. Because if you let the self-love work its way through you, then it will work its way through your life.
Hmm.
But who the hell wants to be miserable on a daily basis?
Exactly.
And that's what old, right. And that's what old news will do to you. You know what I mean? That is exactly what old news will do to you. It won't let you heal because you keep going back, rehashing it. And like I said earlier, it's like having a cut. You know what I mean? It's like having a cut and going in every day and ripping the damn stitches out.
Ooh, that just sounds so nasty. But it's true.
It'll never
heal. It's definitely true. You know?
Yeah, I mean, and unfortunately, we don't have no Neosporin for the soul. Or antibiotics that we can put on the soul when the soul is hurt. The only tried and true method is time.
Right.
You gotta let time go by, and you gotta let the healing wash over you, because if you don't, you know what I mean, you'll have something from 10 years ago that you're miserable about, dragging your life into the mud. You know what I mean? True story. I met a guy in the park a couple of years ago when I was doing volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
Young man told me he used to be a lawyer. So I'm like, why are you sitting in the park? He said his wife left him and took their children, and he's just never recovered. I'm thinking he was about to tell me a year, 2 years, and I could have understood that. He said 20 years ago. That just blew me the hell away. That just completely.
So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? You know, does that tell you?
What does that tell me? That tells me after the first couple of years, I can understand the hurt and the emotion of it. That tells me after, 10, 15, 20 years, you've just given up on life, and now she just crushes you. That you're sitting in the park getting drunk, getting fed by volunteers.
Wow.
At some point, y'all, you got to put this yesteryear crap down and be like, you know what, I got to keep it moving, man. Because who going to come see you? Who going to come see about you? Every once in a while, the universe sends you an angel who comes along and helps you to put the pieces back together. But out of every 10 stories you hear like that, maybe 2 have an ending like that. The other 8, strung out, messed up, depressed, mental institution, hooked on something.
You know what? Bro.
You know what, Tony? That would be a good topic about how to forgive. How to forget.
Yeah. How to forgive something.
You know
okay?
That, though? We're going to run with that for next week. That's exactly what next week's show is going to be called.
Right.
How to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet D Love says, when you change, you'll be presently surprised how people change towards you. And she says you have to shed the old skin to keep the new skin smooth.
Right. So you either can or you can't. Bottom line.
And another thing which is which I would think would be very important about forgiveness, and a lot of reasons why people don't forgive and which people have to get by if they really want to move on, is that you don't forgive because the other person deserves it. You forgive in order to get to wash away your pain, not because not because they are worth your effort.
And that's where the emphasis is placed a lot of the time when we use the word forgive. We try to put it over there, not knowing that you have to get the forgiveness once again back to self-love. You got to put the forgiveness over here because obviously this thing did something to you, because if it's something that you could shake off, you wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
But in order you can forgive it, so you can forget it, it starts with you. Sweetie Love says, yes, Joe, that is true.
Yeah.
Because that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's essential. Because a lot of people think, well, I'm going to forgive you because you have done something to deserve my forgiveness. No. Because there are times when a person doesn't deserve forgiveness in the traditional way. But you do it in order to move on so that you can resolve the pain within, so that you can wash it away, like I said. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like you're either going to forgive or you're not, okay? And what's the point of making that other person miserable? Because you're going to be miserable, they're going to be miserable, they're going to eventually leave you because they can't stand the miserability of what's going on. Yeah, that's a new word I just made up. But it's like, you know, grow up. You're grown now, okay? Either let it go or work on it. Move on. You know, what's the point of making another person miserable? Because they're only going to hate you later on.
They
want
to verbally
amen from
abuse
somebody?
You.
Exactly. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Amen. The congregation says
Wow, you're only going to make each other miserable, and what is the point? You might end up killing each other, catch a case of whatever. You know what I'm saying? So either forgive that person and work on, you know, what you're dealing with, or leave it, abandon it, and move on. There's somebody else out there that might not do that to you.
I just want to say something as an amendment to that, because you make it sound as though it's kind of like easy, Joy. And I
No, it's not. No, okay. I'm not trying to make it sound easy, Joe. It's not easy, okay, because you've invested feelings into a relationship. You've invested time in a relationship. So, you know, it's going to take a minute, but, you know, but if you're holding, if you're harboring resentment because of something that somebody did to you, you know, you can either get past that or let it go because, like I said, you're only going to make each other miserable. You might end up catching a case. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know. So it depends on the individual. There are some people out here that are so possessive of their relationships, and it can be really scary at times. It's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I forgive you, but, you know, it's either like you can and work on the relationship or not. If you're harboring, you know, that doubt is always going to be there once you've been, you know, once you find out that you've been screwed over.
Mm-hmm.
The doubt is going to be there. So you either work with it or you don't. You know, because there's a lot of people out here, male and female, that's like, okay, well, you fucked over me. I'm going to make your ass miserable. It doesn't work that way because, you know, things can change. It could go towards violence. It could go towards whatever, you know. So you either deal with it or you don't. But everybody's, you know, everybody got their own way of dealing with stuff. Me, myself, I'm like, you know, you made me miserable. We can work on this. And if I'm feeling, me, myself, that I just can't get past that, I got to move on. But, you know, not everybody's like that.
Well, you know what it is.
No, it depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm. I think the kind of advice that you're giving, I'm giving, and everybody right here now is giving, it's very, very easy to give advice. The thing is that if once we start getting, you know, very, very serious about the topic, I think some people might take the advice that we're giving and say, well, maybe it's easy for them to say because maybe, like, parents will tell a child, well, get over it, Johnny, you know? And it's not it's not quite that easy, you know?
No,
it
it's not.
No, it can take a lot of self-reflection. It takes a lot of saying, you know what, okay, this person may have...
Joe, my man.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting profound or what?
Of course.
I knew there was some depth to you, my brother.
Hey, that's why I'm here. Hey.
My
he
man
has his moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. I give the floor to you again. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, because it does take a lot of self-reflection because a lot of us have been in relationships that didn't work out. Some of us have put a lot of our futures, a lot of our hopes of the future into that other person. That person, you know, could have just fucked over us. And, you know, I know of an instance where if it had happened to me, I don't know what I would have done. But, oh, God. But it happens to people that sometimes.
Every day.
Huh?
It happens to people every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to people every day.
Yeah. And it's man,
it's
let me
bad.
Tell you, it is. I mean, if you take personal relationships, you can't trust another person until that person proves themselves to you. It's my philosophy. Then there's a government that just takes you, takes your kids, throws them into foreign lands to make them die for a cause that, you know, is a fake cause, a false cause. You have parents that you probably believed in, found out as you were getting older that they weren't worth shit, or maybe that some of your relatives weren't worth shit. Sometimes the disillusionment of knowing what life is about because of other people who have betrayed you. Yeah, you've got to learn how to be self-reflective. You have to learn how to be a person that says, you know what, I had nothing to do with this. It's not on me, and I've got to move on. And I've got to forgive them in order for me not to kill them.
Okay. I heard that, Joe. And you and I usually don't agree on stuff, but today, I got you on that one.
Yeah, don't worry. Next week won't be Mother's Day, and you and I will be fighting again.
Yeah. Like we always still, do, okay?
And
I appreciate
and you still
the fact
got,
that...
You still got another 5 minutes left, so it ain't over.
I appreciate the fact that you're not arguing with me today because I got your monkey ass next week.
Oh, okay. Joy.
And I love you too. What?
Next week. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been having so much fun, but we're down to the last 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The chat room, all the folks in the chat room, y'all have made today's show really interesting.
Cool.
And
that's what we do.
Come back again, y'all. Sweet D Love and Jay.
That's my girl.
One of us.
Hey, Sweet D.
In. You know, Joe, of course, next week's show is going to be about forgiveness. Forgiveness, and we love y'all, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, it's all hearts and smiles in the chat room. We appreciate
that's
y'all.
That's
because
it's Mother's
next
Day.
Week,
next week is going to be a whole different story. We're going to be all up in each other's ass. What? Okay?
Yep.
Y'all just give a respect because it's Mother's Day.
That's
okay?
Right.
And we're going to give respect when it's Father's Day. But between Mother's Day and Father's Day, we're going to be all up in each other's ass. Because I'm waiting on you. I ain't scared of none of y'all.
That's right, Niglet. You get ready. Yeah?
Whatever, Niglet.
Okay.
I got your Niglet right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know
okay.
You got my Niglet. You're going to have it next week, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy
yeah, all up in yours and then some. What?
Okay. So enjoy it tonight.
Bring it, bro.
I don't worry
y'all.
About it. No. You
didn't
can't
I,
handle
I
it.
Tell you.
You can't handle it.
You can't handle yourself. What?
All right.
I said it was 5 minutes left in the show, and y'all didn't even give it 3 minutes.
That's right.
That's what we
did. Didn't even give it 3 minutes.
Okay.
You could at least held off another damn 4 minutes.
Whatever. Bring it, bro. Like I said, I ain't scared of your monkey ass.
Hey, that's what that is. She can't.
Oh, it's on next week, bro.
She
bring
can't
it.
Let it go.
Bring your army, okay? Because I ain't scared of you and whoever
you
bring with
you,
monkey ass.
We got
to
let Joy and Joe go because they will go at it till the show goes off the air. www.worldmovement.com. Come check out the music. Come check out the work we're doing. Come check out the books that's written by your boy, yours truly, Teddy Tony, Playerology, and Player Set Your Game Up. You know what I mean? You can get at me on Facebook, Pretty Tone L, Pretty Tony LV. You know what I'm saying? Or Tony Leopard, as I like to call myself. We're going to go out with something old school right now. And to hell with it, I'm lying. I'm going to keep it on paper phone.
Most incredible, baby. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. Good dude, I know you love me like cooked food, even though it's gotta move like a crook move. We was together on the block since free lunch. We should have been together having Four Seasons brunch. We used to use umbrellas to face the bad weather. So now we travel first class to change the forecast. Never in bunches, just me and you. I loved your point of view cause you held no punches. Still I left you for months on end. It's been months since I checked back in. We're somewhere in a small town, somewhere locking them all down. Wood grain, porn change, armor all down. I can understand why you want a divorce now. So I can't let you know it. Pride won't let me show it. Pretend to be heroic, that's just one to grow it. But deep inside it, so sick. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I gotta let the song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make the song cry. On repeat, the CD of Biggs, me and my b- watching Bonnie and Clyde pretending to be that empty in your hand saying, let me see that shopping spree, pull out your Visa quick. Had very bad credit, you helped me lease that whip. You helped me get the keys to that V.6. We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, when our signals got crossed and we got flipped, rather mine, I don't know what made me leave that, made me speed that quick. Let me see, that's it, it was the cheese, help them get amnesia quick. I used to cut up their buddies, now they saying they love me. Used to tell their friends I was ugly and wouldn't touch me. Then I showed up in that dubbed out buggy, and then it got fuzzy and they don't remember that, and I don't remember you. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes, but I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes, so I gotta make this song cry. A face of stone was shocked on the other end of the phone. Word back home is that you had a special friend. So what was also special then? You have given away without getting at me. That's your fault. How many times you...